For SearchSecurity.com, I'm Bill Brenner. You're listening to Security Wire Weekly for Wednesday, March 21st, 2007. This week, IT professionals at the Secure World Conference in Boston talk about how cyber threats can turn IT geeks into bona fide rock stars. While industry experts at the InfoSec World Expo in Orlando, Florida, worry that NAC may not be worth the price for many enterprises. But first, TJX continues to suffer the consequences of that massive data breach that exposed sensitive customer data to possible identity fraud. The retail giant now faces a lawsuit from one of its larger shareholders. The Arkansas Carpenters Pension Fund owns 4,500 shares of TJX stock, and TJX denied its request to access documents outlining the company's IT security measures and its response to the data breach. The shareholder filed the lawsuit in Delaware's Court of Chancery Monday afternoon under a law that permits shareholders to sue for access to corporate documents in certain cases. The Associated Press reported that the pension fund wants the records to see whether TJX's board has been doing its job in overseeing the company's handling of customer data. Next, a panel of IT security pros said the costs associated with deploying network access control is likely not worth the benefits promised by the new technology. Roger Hurst, a senior IT technical specialist for the Canton, Ohio-based Timken Company, said he's willing to guarantee that it's a seven-digit cost to deploy the technology and that a lot of people are going to question if the price is worth the protection. The panel discussion, called Network Admission Control, What's in It for My Organization, was held Tuesday at the InfoSec World Conference and Expo. Hurst was joined by Philip Mayer, Vice President responsible for Information Security Technologies at Innovant, a subsidiary of Visa USA, and moderator Ken Cutler, Vice President of Information Security at the MIS Training Institute. The uncertainty and complexity of deploying NAC is likely causing most enterprises to defer deployment plans, said another conference attendee, IT security manager Chuck Baxley of South Carolina-based electric company Sante Cooper. We'll be back after this message.
So you're looking for good reference books on information security, but it's so painful trying to figure out which ones are worth reading. And you're sick and tired of spending time on all those tedious e-com websites trying to sift through all of those anonymous user reviews, right? Well, here's a word of advice. Check out SearchSecurity.com's Information Security Bookshelf. SearchSecurity.com has compiled an impressive selection of reference book excerpts from leading information security experts, including Ira Winkler, Gary McGraw, Kevin Mitnick, Joel Dubin, and many more. And if you want more than an excerpt, you can download a full chapter for free. Check it out today at searchsecurity.com/bookshelf. That's searchsecurity.com/bookshelf.
And now for this week's Security Spotlight. IT professionals were once thought of as geeks in a back room, keeping the network afloat while avoiding the general population as much as possible. But with criminals increasingly intent on using technology against us, it's now possible to change that image from geek to rock star. That was the word from some IT security professionals who spoke with me at last week's Secure World Conference in Boston. To keep top execs interested in that next CD, so to speak, the IT professional needs to have a mix of abilities, including a penchant for adapting to rapid technological change, a knack for bonding with people outside IT, and an understanding that threats in the physical world could impact the corner of cyberspace you're trying to protect. David Sherry, Vice President of Enterprise Identity and Access Management for Citizens Financial Group in Rhode Island, played up the geek to rockstar theme in one of his conference presentations, saying that information security was once viewed as a hindrance to company policy and growth. But the IT professional's stock has risen as security risks become more apparent to the top brass.
it has proven to us is at one time we were just a cost center. We were a necessary part of doing business. We really didn't provide a lot of value. Now, because of our identity management initiative, we actually had a department call us rock stars because we were the geeks that were always behind the scenes doing what we had to do but not providing any value. But now by getting people on quicker, by having departments remain compliant, we're actually enabling the business lines and the business to grow, remain secure, keep our CEO's name off the front page of the Boston Globe. We're becoming rock stars. We're being asked to come to the table instead of being shunned.
But as musical stars know, it takes a lot of work to keep the audience coming back for the next song. And the same reality applies for an IT security rock star, Sherry said. You have to show consistent progress. The top execs may love your initial proposal and let you run with it, but they need to see what you've put in place actually works over the long haul. Part of making a security routine a long-term success is the IT officer's ability to foresee how future changes in technology will ultimately affect the company's operations. In other words, they must be able to see change coming and update security policies to meet it, said Pamela Fusco, Executive Director of Security Solutions for Fishnet Security and former EVP of Global Information Security for Citigroup Technology Infrastructure.
We need to evolve and help those people move along. And the reality of it is some folks will never move along, so they can either be a part of the process, a part of, you know, evolving, or they can just accept the end state. But as long as they know it's coming, they really aren't going to have a lot of room to complain. And as long as they know that they've had the opportunity to participate, provide input, cooperate, at the end of the day, they can't say too much. They've had the opportunity, but we're all going to have at least 5% of our populace that isn't going to want to participate in what we're doing. Being positive, I think, is one of the most important factors in anything that we do. You know, IT itself, again, is difficult, but marrying IT with information security, and I'm sure everyone in this room is a security expert. Everyone here does information security or risk management for a living, right? So we all know how hard it is. We're dealing with changes in IT, but you know, let's take Vista, for example. Do you think that we're not going to have more patches on Patch Tuesday? Of course we are.
IT shops will eventually want Vista anyway, because it's the latest Microsoft has to offer, she said. The key is to understand it won't be the last major upgrade you'll ever have to make. Another key to rockstar status is the ability to keep tabs on data traveling outside the company. According to Ann Orabello, Senior Information Security Analyst for Genzyme Corp.
What would you describe as some of the common mistakes that happen? Just, you know, pick any company that you've read about as far as when the jewels do end up getting into the wrong hands.
Well, a lot of people don't know they really do need to do a due diligence. They may do a lot of work on their own infrastructure and not be aware in many cases, that it's going outside. I have been very fortunate in being able to establish relationships with purchasing, which, of course, pays the bills. So by having that throttle point, they can include me in things that I might not otherwise get involved in. So I think some of the common problems is that people don't think about the fact that some of their data is going out. They focus strictly on the internal infrastructure and getting that up to speed.
She said one key to tracking that data is to have a good relationship with people in departments outside of IT. Having a good relationship with someone in the purchasing department, for example, can make the IT professional more aware of where data from that department may be traveling. One department it's important to keep touch with is the one that handles physical security. According to Ernest Hayden, CISO for the Port of Seattle, and Dennis Treese, Director of Corporate Security for the Massachusetts Port Authority. After all, they said, threats that affect an organization's physical buildings and grounds can have an ultimate impact on the organization's IT security. To create more security rock stars in the future, Therese would like to see a better academic program.
One of the things that I've been really interested in improving is a professional issue. It took Massport a year to find me, and it took me many, many months to find people one layer below me that we've hired since I got here. If you want a business executive, you go find an MBA, and then interview MBAs. If you want a security executive, where do you go? The HR department doesn't have a clue what most of the people who are mid to mid-senior level executives in the security business, both on the IT side or on the physical side, what are the requirements for these people? What do they need to have in terms of education, skill sets, talents, all those sorts of things? What I want to achieve is a recognized degree program that actually gives academic preparation for people like me and for people like you. I don't know how you got to where you are today, but it was probably not disciplined by an academic preparation in the classical sense. And I think security in this 9-12 world deserves an academic, you know, academic respect and academic curricula, and it ought to be developed by people like us.
And that'll do it for Security Wire Weekly. The latest information security news is always available as it breaks on our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. And you can always catch our Security Wire Weekly podcasts, featuring summaries of the latest news and interviews with security professionals at searchsecurity.com/podcast. That's searchsecurity.com/podcast. I'm Bill Brenner. Thanks for listening.